I don't know, Ron. I keep going back and forth on this. It is nice to be in it, but doesn't it depend on your definition of in it? They're in the playoff race every year, but are they really in it?
Not this year, I don't feel like.
Do you think they had a realistic chance going into last year's playoffs? Did you feel good about that team?
I felt good about them beating Cleveland at home in the first game, and then if you get to the second game, who knows? You know, they were 11-0 at one point and playing pretty good.
Yeah, they were.
And Bud Dupree gets hurt. To me, that was the line of demarcation for them. I think it all fell apart after that.
What about the 2 years before that?
Well,
one, they missed the playoffs.
Yeah, no. I mean, I didn't feel like they were, you know, Super Bowl caliber. The Jacksonville year, I definitely thought they were.
Yeah. And then
that was 16, right?
Yeah.
That was their last. No, that was 17.
17, yeah. I don't know, man. And the near
future.
But this
year, they got in as the seventh seed and a miracle.
I mean, it's not just, I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking about three of the last 4 years. And I didn't feel by the end of last season that they were a very realistic playoff team.
No, I didn't either, because they obviously staggered in.
So they're in it.
Sort of like
but what does
Arizona
that mean?
Did this year. You know?
Yeah, they're in it, but not really. Not in it to win it. They're not really in the mix or Tomlin used, we need to find our niche in the AFC. They don't have one. They come back with Mason Rudolph next year. They already don't have a chance then. Not in a conference with Josh Allen and Mahomes and Burrow and whoever else.
Whoever else.
But then they stick. Are they going to hang around maybe and go 8-8-1 again? I don't know. 8-8, 8-7-2, 9-8. Where does that get you in pro sports?
8-7.
So I'm mixed. I'm mixed on it. Like we've been talking about, it is admirable. It is. It makes it interesting. But how interesting when eventually you realize, where are we really at a game over 500? Maybe two games over. Maybe a game under one of these years. We'll be in it, especially now that there's 7 wild cards. But are we really in it? And do we have to have a crap season to get back in it, like the one that got you, Ben? These are all the things that run around in my mind, Ron.
In that cranium of yours.
Yes. I don't know. And I lean toward this is actually the worst place to be, is barely in the playoff race or in the playoff race every year. That's the worst place to be, is in it around 500 with no chance to win. On the other hand, as a fan, you do like it at the end of the year.
On the other hand.
You do like having the games be interesting. But I think
like
fans could live with one, even two really bad years. I think they could live with that.
If they get Joe Burrow, they get Justin Herbert.
Yeah, but that's going to after the fact and saying if they get that. What if you have a chance at the next Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert, whether you get him or not?
Right.
That's what you want.
You know what? I don't know. You know, fans have to make that determination. I think they like the fact that they know their season isn't going to be over in October.
I think they would trade in a – but the reason they have Ben is because one of those seasons didn't go that way.
I got that.
And then I bet if you ask them, they would easily trade a trip to the Super Bowl or a Super Bowl win for 2 or 3 horrible seasons. Would you?
If you're going to get me to the Super Bowl, yeah.
Well, again, that's okay. Yeah, I'll give you one trip to the Super Bowl.
And then 3 bad years?
Yep.
I'd take that.
So would I.
I'd take that. But I would take 4 give me a shot years over if you're not going to guarantee me the Super Bowl.
But that's my point. Do they really have a shot? A shot at what?
I thought they had one last year until Bud got hurt. And then I thought they had one in the Jacksonville year.
Okay. So 3 out of the last 5 or 4 out of 6.
But they made the playoffs this year. I mean,
I know. Believe me.
You got to get in to have a chance.
I'm torn on this, Ron. I know. But you don't have a chance. They didn't have a chance this year.
But they were the number 7 seed.
Can they get the 7 seed next year? Of course they can.
Look what happened to Philly. They stunk in the playoffs, too.
How many teams in the conference? 16, right?
16 and
16. Yeah, 7 of them. Half of them go to the playoffs practically.
Right.
So, of course, you're going to have a chance. How can you not? I don't know. I'm just talking out loud from both sides of the equation here, Ron. You know what I mean? Of course they could have a chance next year. Did you see their schedule? First of all, I don't know if the Browns and Ravens are going to be good. They'll probably be average. They might be below average. I don't know. And then the rest of their schedule doesn't look daunting at the moment. Did it to you?
We didn't go over that. We should go over that. We haven't done that yet.
I
think they're all in the Miami, Buffalo. I think they have Atlanta, Carolina. Nothing overwhelming. No West Coast trips this year.
Of course, they could be in the race next year and make it interesting. It's hard not to. How many teams didn't at least have an interesting season this year? Miami did, right? Oakland, Chargers.
Yep.
I don't know. That's the other guy talking, and now the other guy says,
"You got one guy on each shoulder."
I do.
Huh?
Yeah, it's hard not to be in it. It is at this point with seven wild cards. You have to really stink not to make your season interesting. Would you agree with that?
Kneecap Campbell season, even though they gonna get the number two overall pick, and I thought their season was interesting because they were really competitive, and I thought he's building something there. It depends.
You are a big Kneecap Campbell. I actually like Kneecap, too. I think
his players really play for him. And again,
they stink,
I guess a horrible season depends on how you look at it. They're going to get the number two overall pick.
That's what I'm saying.
And they should have gotten.
So why not?
They would have gotten the number one overall pick if they hadn't beaten Green Bay at the end.
So you'd still find a lot of people, and I have mixed feelings on this, saying, "Why'd you trade for Minka? You weren't going to. Your quarterback is aging out here. What are you doing? Would you trade T.J. Watt?"
I think that's a fair question.
It is a fair question
because they traded for him after Ben got hurt.
But if you're of the opinion that the goal is to be interesting and be in it and give yourself a quote shot every year, then that's a no-brainer. Of course you keep making trades like that. Of course you move up to take Devin Bush. That's the guy on the left shoulder talking, Ron. The guy on the right shoulder says, "Would you trade T.J. Watt right now and get a top five pick if you're rebuilding anyway? Would you?"
Wow. That's something to consider.
It is.
I mean, I don't know how long he's going to be at this level. You know, his brother's had a history of injuries. He's been hurt a little bit. That's something to consider.
I think so, too. At least the guy on my right shoulder does. The guy on my left shoulder says, "Are you crazy?"
I don't think they're in it. With all respect to Kenny Pickett, I don't think there's a top five quarterback out there this year, though. That's the thing. I don't know if I'd make that trade this year. But if there was a top five quarterback, I would absolutely consider that.
Well, you could always finagle your way into say, "I don't want the top five pick this year. I want it next year if you want T.J. Watt."
Right. Yeah, but then again, what if Watt declines next year, gets hurt? You don't know that you're going to get the top
five. No, but you make the trade now for a 2023 first rounder.
Oh, okay. You don't see many deals like that, though.
You could if you want. All I'm saying is you could if you wanted.
Can you do that?
Red Auerbach would have done. Can you?
I don't know.
I think you can.
I've never heard making a trade now for a draft pick like number one 2 years down the road. Maybe I just don't know. I don't know the rule.
Either way, I think that's a consideration.
Yeah.
But I think what's more realistic.
TJ's not going to be at this level forever.
What's more realistic is that they're going to sign Minka.
Yeah.
They're, according to Jerry Dulac, I'm not necessarily in this school, that they have heavy interest in bringing back Joe Hayden. They've got money to spend. They still have Cam Hayward. They still have T.J. Watt. They just drafted a running back and a tight end. And I think Tomlin is going to want to go out and get a veteran quarterback. I believe that report from Jay Glazer. I still have that.
Maybe
that
an
quote.
Offensive lineman.
So they think that they're still, quote, in it, Ron.
You know, I think they think if Alo-Alo hadn't got hurt and they'd had Tuitt, they think they might be in it.
Yes.
Been in
the
it.
Guy on the left
to
shoulder agrees with
to
you.
To have a more legitimate shot this year.
Right. Here's Jay Glazer's tweet from a couple months ago.
I don't think anybody really realizes. No, that's not right. They do realize how important Tuitt and Alo-Alo are for that defense.
Right.
I mean, it just Cam was basically a one-man line, and you can't win that way. You can't stop the run like that.
I know.
And then Devin Bush, obviously, disappointed. And Schobert, to me, was every bit probably a bigger disappointment than Devin Bush. At least Devin Bush had the knee injury, you know.
Yeah.
Schobert came in healthy and was a major disappointment to me.
Jay Glazer from a few months back, the Pittsburgh's a good friend of Mike Tomlin's. The Pittsburgh Steelers don't want to start from scratch with a rookie QB next season. There's going to be a huge market for veteran QBs that are available. Tomlin's going to go out and get a veteran.
Your boy Trubisky.
There's nothing that tells me that they're not going to believe they have a shot and act as if they have a shot next season, a real shot to win it all. There's nothing in their DNA. They don't do that. They don't rebuild except by accident. And Ben was an accident, you know?
Yep.
He's like my brother Johnny, who came 10 years after the rest of us. Ben was an accidental 6-10.
Who you don't even consider a brother.
Ben,
I like, I go, do you have, how many siblings you, I got two sisters. And I go, I thought you had a brother. Oh yeah, I do have a brother.
They accidentally went 6-10 and got Ben. So the guy on my right shoulder says, that's never going to happen again. Is that the guy on my right shoulder arguing this is a good thing?
And you don't know that Ben was going to be a star, a Hall of Famer. There's been guys.
No, but when you look around the league, you look at Burrow, you look at Mahomes, you look at Herbert, all these, most of these guys, you can get quarterbacks in a lot of places. You can. But the studs right now are guys who are taken in the top 10, 11, 12 of the draft.
I mean, I guess there's probably Ryan Leaf is obviously the exception.
Of course you
and
could
there's
miss.
There's probably been a few others, too.
Of course you could miss, but you want to give yourself a shot, I think.
Right. They took and a the kid only way from Miami it, of Ohio.
They traded into the top 10 for Devin Bush for an inside linebacker. Mahomes was taken 12th. Not in that draft, but you know what I mean, Ron.
I got you. That's not an exact science.
But in order to have a shot, either you've got to sacrifice precious resources, trade a stud player, or be bad for a year.
Those are three choices to go.
Do you think every person listening to us would think it was completely insane to trade T.J. Watt for a top five pick?
I don't think they would, but I mean, and I'm not suggesting it or even advocating it, but I would, you know, if there was somebody I thought I could get in the top five that I thought would be a franchise changer, you know, I would consider it. But I don't think that quarterback is there this year.
I have a stomach ache, Ron. Every time I drink hot chocolate, this happens.
I thought it was the guy on the left shoulder that was giving you, making you
ill. He's having problems. I might have to leave for a few minutes.
God.
Horse, is that all right with you?
He doesn't care.
He just nods his
head.
He
doesn't care.
Horse wanted to play Deontay Johnson.
Hey, we're due for a break anyway. You can take a leave of absence. I'll do the update.
If you think the Steelers are in a rebuild, would you trade T.J. Watt? If your take is this is going to get worse before it gets better, then why would you keep a guy through the prime of his career and just waste his career? A legendary defensive player. You might be of the mind that they can still win, that they're still in it. We're in it every year. We're going to go 8-7-2 next year and sneak into that seventh wild card spot, and TJ's going to take us to the Super Bowl. Maybe you believe that. I don't know. Maybe you believe they can rebuild. They'll bring in a veteran quarterback. They'll buy some offensive linemen. They'll sign some people. I don't know. That's possible, I suppose. Is it insane to think that they're due for a rough stretch here? And if you it's not insane to think that. And if you believe it, then how could you not consider trading T.J. Watt for a top five pick? How could that not be on the table? What would be the point of having him through what you think is going to be a rebuild? I still think that they can win, Ron.
The defense has a chance to be better.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what Tua's situation is. I don't think we're ever going to see him. I don't know if Alu-Alu at his age is going to be able to come back. They're going to have to address the middle linebacker, inside linebacker position again. And, I mean, they could lose three-quarters of their starting secondary.
I mean, my hope with Tua would, of course, be that he's emotionally recovered from an incredibly traumatic
and physically,
event for him and his family.
He had a bad ankle injury,
and
too.
That, yeah, that he would be recovered and ready to play. I don't know. You can never predict with events like that in life. But I think there's a decent chance he could be back next season. Maybe Alu-Alu, but you can also go out and draft people and buy people on defense. I think that they have a chance to be good, but that they can't depend on Mason Rudolph. Otherwise, you might as well write the whole thing off. 412-928-9370. And we will listen to Deontay Johnson. I didn't fulfill that tease. And for that, Ron, I am greatly ashamed. You can tweet us at 93.7 The Fan. Follow us on Twitter, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and it's 11:18, time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. Ron, what do you think? Do you think Mike Tomlin has anything of substance to say today when he talks to the media?
No. You know, I don't know. I he's not going to say Keith Butler's retiring or Canada's fired, I don't believe. You know, he'll probably say he's still going to be evaluating his coaches like he evaluates every position player. That would be my guess. You know, maybe get a few updates on, well, this guy's going to need surgery here, surgery there, maybe that kind of stuff.
Maybe Ray McLeod gets a piece of the franchise as an owner.
Ray McLeod, right? Yep.
We'll see. All right, Ron. The lead to the mailbag this week was, does Deontay Johnson deserve number one receiver money? We can talk about that in a moment. First, let's take a listen to Deontay yesterday with reporters, and there were some very interesting comments here.
That would be a blessing to get an extension, you know. Just all the hard work I've been putting in, you know, over the past three seasons now. But like, if I get an extension, I'm gonna be excited. I want to be in Pittsburgh, you know, for the rest of my career. But I'm just see what happens right now.
Noah Strachan.
Hey, Deontay. I feel like for most of the season, we talked about overcoming the drops and what you did to kind of fine tune that. What's the next step this offseason to just polish off that so that, you know, you don't have those games where it still does happen once in a while?
Keep working. That's really it. Just keep working. Ain't nothing else to it. Just keep working.
Nick Faribault.
Yeah, Deontay, if there's a part of your game that you kind of look at right now and you say, man, I need to get better at that, what is it? I mean, you improved on the drops a lot. They might have crept back up. But is there another thing in your game that you go, man, I just got to get better at that?
I want to just pinpoint one thing. I mean, like I said, people going to drop the ball. I'm not perfect. I'm not going to sit there and act like I'm perfect. I just go out there and play football at the end of the day. You know, it's a lot of emotion going on in the game. Sometimes you drop the ball, big deal. Bounce back from it, make another play. And that's what I did. I was able to get in the end zone and still make a couple plays after the two drops that I had. And even when I did drop the ball this year, I've shown that I could respond in a positive manner. And that's what I've been doing. So, you know, a lot of people talk about that, but they don't notice I feel like that's the main thing they focus on is the drops, but they don't see all the good stuff that I've been doing throughout the whole season. So it's like, why do you continue to focus on that when I'm still obviously continuing to contribute and put points on the board, have all these catches in the game throughout the season? So it's like, it's football at the end of the day. The best of the best gonna drop the ball. I'm only human. I'm going to drop the ball again throughout my career. So all I can do is just keep working.
Horace, I know you don't like it when I interrupt, but I have to after that. That was the crux of this thing, Ron. And I get it. You know, there's no need to crucify the guy for dropping a ball. But his reaction, this was a playoff game. He dropped it twice. He committed a penalty and he stopped on a long route and he only had 34 yards. What plays did he make? What's he talking about? I made plays after the drops. Yeah, he caught a touchdown pass. He had 34 yards receiving, and he had two drops and the other stuff that I mentioned.
He got worse this year at the end of the year. Again, almost for me, you know, talk about line of demarcation last year when Bud Dupree got hurt. When he didn't make the Pro Bowl, his game just went south. You know, it's not just this game. You know, and like you, his drops, yeah, the other day, but, you know, running the wrong pattern at least a couple times. And then the false start penalty. I think he leads the league in false start penalties among wide receivers. I mean, I don't understand how that can be as a wide receiver.
I think he's got to read the room a little bit. I don't know that people want to hear a laugh and a big deal about drops after it and that I made a couple plays after that. No, you didn't. You had 34 yards receiving in the game.
Yep.
And all you did was throw in the second half to come back. His last five games. Want to hear his yardage total, his last five games of the year?
Sure.
Going backwards from KC, 34, 51, 31, 51, 38.
He got worse as the year went on.
That's nothing. Nope. And that's a bunch of drops,
as
too,
the
in there.
As the number one receiver.
So I guess what I'd like to hear there when someone says, is there something you need to work on in your game? You're damn right there is. I got to come up bigger in a big game like that. Did you see the game?
I could say I got a lot to work on.
I dropped the ball
twice.
We
all have a lot to work on. I have a lot to work on.
Yeah, I'd like to say yes.
Stay on sides.
Play big in big games. That's what I'd like to hear him say. Play big in the biggest games, like yep. that game. That's what will make me a true number one receiver, and I'm going to show you that I can do that. Instead, it's like, why are you all focused on the drops? Why is everybody focused on that? Don't they see the great things I do? Not what you want to hear. Not reading the room. I'm sorry. And I like Deontay, and I think he's a really talented, and he was productive. He had 107 catches for 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns. But when the games counted the most, he started to wilt at the end. And when he starts to drop, he doesn't stop. It's Pedro Alvarez-like. He gets a case of the yips. I just didn't think he read the room there, Ron, at all.
No. I don't. Sometimes these guys, I don't know, they don't come across as too smart sometimes.
Horse?
Yeah, Deontay, when you know you mentioned the play calls and you weren't getting certain play calls, do you feel like the offense evolved enough throughout the course of the season to be effective, or were there things that at times you guys maybe got too predictable, or what kind of was holding you guys back offensively?
I don't want to get too much into that. I mean, they know what the plays, they know what plays to call at the end of the day that work and what don't work. And like I said, we can only control what we can control. You know, I don't want to just pinpoint little things about offense. I mean, we've shown we can be explosive, but obviously we got to be consistent at time, every time actually. But and you know, it's times we get down, we don't move the ball well, we don't get the run game going. That kills the offense, and it brings the energy down, so that makes the defense play harder, and they got to be on the field longer. So I feel like at times we was able to do that, and at times we wouldn't. We show them flashy, we can be consistent, but you know, we just got to keep doing that throughout the season, and that's all we pretty much did. Just show flashes, but we could have been better. But at the end of the day, I feel like we are a great team all around.
Jim Colony.
What's going on here, Ron? Jim's blocked out
again. This happened.
Horse?
Retired.
He retired during the interview yesterday.
Gonna be different. Obviously, I gotta, whoever they bring in, obviously gotta get that connection down right away. You know, it's gonna take time, but eventually, you know, that's gonna come together. And, you know, you're gonna see in the games where we got the connection down and whatnot. But it's just starting over, and whoever they bring in, we're gonna work.
Last two, Noah Strackbean.
Yeah, Deontay, kind of going off that, what kind of upside do you see in Mason Rudolph?
I see a lot. You know, Mason is a great player, great quarterback. He's smart. You know, playing with him my rookie year, he's shown that he can win us games, you know. In those tough moments, too, he can make plays. He's relaxed. And then when at times you on the sideline this year, like, he was always on it, you know, telling us what to look for, what coverages they mostly were in, just throwing out plays we could beat the certain coverages and whatnot. So he's a great player, you know. I'm sure he's gonna work his tail off to compete for the starting job, and I'm pulling for him.
And final question, Chris Adamski.
Deontay, outside of Chase, three of the other top five receivers are free agents. How much different do you think it could look without Juju and James and Ray Ray, or do you think, or would you want, if any of them might come back, or how much do you guys could be able to look like a lot different quarterback and have a lot of different receivers next year at this time if things don't work out a certain way?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that a lot during the season, about this might be our last time being together. You know, we played with each other for a couple years, you know, just being able to know each other, bond with each other, knowing how each other plays. It's going to be different if they don't come back next year, because, you know, we still got that friendship. And just, you just used to being around certain people for quite a while, you know. But like I said, I wish them boys the best, no matter what. If they're here or they're on a different team, I'm going to still pull from them, want nothing but success for them regardless. And whoever they bring in for quarterback, we're just going to work and try to get to the Super Bowl.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Ron, that's it for Deontay Johnson. We can talk next about whether we think it's a good idea this offseason to pay him number one receiver money. When he was first asked, Colin, he asked him, although we didn't hear it, about the quarterback. Who's the next quarterback? You know, whoever they bring in. And then he was prompted on Mason and said, I'm sure he's going to work his tail off to compete
he's
for
a
the
great
starting
quarterback,
job.
He's he said.
Whoever they bring in. All right. Do you think that Deontay Johnson deserves number one receiver money, a big contract this offseason? Let's talk about that next as we lead into Mike Tomlin. BetQL helps you make smarter bets throughout the football season, and now they're giving you a chance to win cash prizes. BetQL's Giving Props is a weekly free-to-play contest that runs throughout the pro football playoffs. Go to BetQL.com/props right now. BetQL has posted 10 props around this weekend's game. The person with the most correct picks this week wins $2,000 just by signing up. You'll automatically be entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Head over to BetQL.com/props and make your picks today. 99.5 yards rushing. This is my prop for Derrick Henry, Ron. You going over or under? Is he even going to play? What's the word out of Tennessee?
I think he's going to play. I haven't heard that definitively, but he's been back practicing. I don't think there's any reason to keep him down.
You going over then? 99.5?
Against, let's see, they're playing Cincinnati. That defense is pretty good his first game back. I don't know that I'd go over. I'd probably go under on that.
Probably me too. It's hard to believe he would just come back and have his usual 30 carries for 189 yards, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was a major factor in the game. The ACC only has one ranked team in basketball, Ron. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I just noticed it.
Boy, it's been a long time since I've paid attention to college basketball. Shame on me. I know Gonzaga is good. I don't know about the ACC. It's been down. Was it down last year, right? I don't know how good it is this year if there's only one ranked team. Coach K's last go-around. I think his last regular season ACC game is at Peterson Event Center.
Holy horse milk. You're right, Ron. That's March 6th he's going to be here. Or is it March 1st? No, it's not his last you said his last regular season road game?
I thought so. I thought.
Yeah, road game. Okay. But then he has one more home game against North
before
Carolina.
Before the ACC tournament. That's right. They always finish with Carolina.
But that is his last road game. We'll be here. You want to go together, Ron, on a Tuesday night?
Sure. Be good.
I'll buy you a little carton of milk. We can go together and have a wonderful time.
Sounds like a plan.
Would you give Deontay Johnson number one receiver money this offseason? Just to set the parameters here, he's on his rookie deal. He has one more year left. He's already going to get a raise because of some machination they have in the
right.
NFL where you're going to get he's going to make $2 million something. Not important why, but he obviously wants big money. And after next season, he's slated to become an unrestricted free agent. There are ways to keep him through tags and such, yes. But this would be the offseason to sign him. The best receivers make way over 20. Forget about that. Around 15, you have Chris Godwin. You have Cooper Kupp, who only makes $15 million a year.
Only 15, and it's an unbelievable bargain.
He's 15th in the league in salary. So
triple crown, won them all.
What do you do with this guy?
It depends what he wants. I'm not paying him $20 million. I'm not paying him $15 million. If he wants to be paid as a number one guy, I'm going to say, if you can go out and get it, go for it.
But are you risking then losing him?
They've always been able to find wide receivers here. I mean, Juju wanted paid too. And he didn't. Now, I think, you know, is Deontay more of a home run guy? A little bit. But, you know, to me, I'm not giving him the unbelievable money. He's been too inconsistent for me.
Me too. And I think you would still have the option, of course, to sign him. In fact, you'd have first rights after next season. Plus, you could tag him, although that gets expensive. Ideally, I would try to sign him this offseason because
right.
I do think he's very talented, but I agree with you. Not for something like, I don't know.
It depends
$10 million?
What he wants.
Yeah,
it
if he wants to be in the top 15, forget it.
I don't think he's a top 15 receiver.
I could read you his last five games again. He never got more than 51 yards. Three of those times was in the 30s and just rotted out the place in that playoff game.
Now, maybe his agent will say.
He was their worst player.
His agent will say, well, that's the offensive line's fault. They didn't give Ben time, or that's Ben's fault. He didn't hit him.
Right.
I'm sure that's what the defense will be.
Yeah, but his number, but the same line and the same quarterback, he was putting up big numbers before that.
Right.
He just failed. I mean, he was their worst player.
I tell you, I remember him
against KC. He was their worst
player. Ticked off he was when he didn't make the Pro Bowl, because his numbers at that point were better than three or four of the guys who made it.
But still, it wasn't an easy argument. There were some really good players. It's not like he was outrageously snubbed.
His numbers were better, though. They were
depends on what numbers you were looking at.
I think I'm talking about receiving yards, catches, maybe even touchdowns. But then it just fell off totally.
Because I seem to remember there were some guys who were right there with
him. I mean,
he's
not Cooper Kupp, but...
No, I mean, Jamar Chase, should he have gone over him?
Who else made it from the AFC?
Well, let me see here. Because I seem to remember, yeah, he had better numbers than a couple of them, but a couple of them had more yards per catch, obviously, since he was working in a pop gun offense. Stephon Diggs finished with 1,500 yards this season. Who else? Tyreek Hill? You going to put him in there over him? He had the best season in KC history. But I hear what you're saying and what he's saying. I just don't think it was a clear cut, outrage that he didn't make it.
It seemed like he fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah. And the other guy was, who else was in there? I think, did A.J. Brown make it? I can't remember. Somebody like that. But I'm not giving him that kind of money. No way.
I'm not either.
I don't trust it right now. I just don't trust. I don't consider him a number one receiver yet. Do you?
No, I don't. Well, I mean, with what they have, I do. I mean, I think he's the Steelers' number one
receiver. But is he a legit number one,
he's
receiver?
He's not Antonio Brown, I can tell you that.
Well, there's a difference between that and a legit number one receiver.
Yeah, I got you. Antonio's so special. No, to me, he's not a legit number one. Number one here, but not number one legit.
No, and that's why I don't give him the money. And but from the Steelers' side, Ron, the risk is, yes, they do well drafting receivers, but they've had situations like when they offered Mike Wallace money, he said no. They said, okay, we're going to give it to that guy, Antonio Brown. There's no situation like that on this team.
No.
It's not like you're going to say, okay, Claypool gets it. Like, Claypool took a step back too. So, like you just said, he's their number one here. What do?
Is Juju coming back?
Well, Deontay's definitely coming back, but is Juju coming back?
But I'm thinking,
I think he could.
I think so, too. I think because I don't think, you know, when you're hurt all year, you're not going to get the big money.
He didn't get the big money last year. I know. But I don't think there's a better than 50% chance he comes back. He could, but if it's Mason Rudolph and Juju and you're still looking for one good season.
He's been tied to Ben.
Yes.
Juju loves Ben. Ben loves Juju.
Right. Tend to think not, but I think there's a chance that he'll be back. Mike Tomlin coming up, top of the hour. Quickly, Ron, if you got to give him a truth serum pill, one question, what would you ask him where he had to tell the truth like Jim Carrey in the movie Liar, Liar? He couldn't help but give you a perfectly truthful, all-inclusive answer. Everything.
You know, Mike, you threw that out at me and I wasn't thinking about it. I would probably just ask him about, you know, no playoff wins in 5 years. How do you explain that? And I'm sure he's going to say, we haven't done a good enough job. I haven't done a good enough job. I'd like to know what he truly thinks about not having a playoff win in 5 years, going back to before Chuck Knowles, you know, this last first 2 years were 10 to 5. It's been the worst period in franchise history.
Number one reason.
No,
number
no.
one reason why you haven't had a playoff win. I wonder what he really thinks about that. Right. I would ask him, Mike, do you believe in Mason Rudolph as your next quarterback?
That's the one.
And you know what? I think the inner Tomlin, unfiltered, on truth serum would say, hell no. What are you, nuts? That's what I think he'd say.
You know, he's going to just say something like, we believe in Mason. He's going to get a shot.
He's going to get a shot tell you everything you need to know about the alleged first round grade they had on him and how their belief has
waned?
Maybe
he'll come out and say, we're 100% comfortable with Mason and he's our man.
I know he's going to say we're comfortable with Mason. I know he's going to say that. I don't know if he'll say 100% though. I believe Jay Glazer's report that Tomlin wants a veteran in here. Ron, there's going to be a bunch of quarterbacks on the open market. Will they be better than Mason, better than this version of Ben? We could argue about that, but there's always a quarterback carousel that's going to be churning, whether it's Derek Carr, whether it's retreads like Trubisky or Darnold or Bridgewater or people like that. Trey Lance, if they stick with Garoppolo, he could be out there. It's going to be tons of guys.
His price has gone up, though.
Do you think so?
Yeah,
I thought he was a disaster the other day.
I think everything I'm reading is his price has gone up.
Really? Do you trust that guy in big moments?
Got him to a Super Bowl a couple years ago. That's a pretty big moment. That's winning some games to get there.
If they never threw the ball in the playoffs that year.
They just beat Dallas.
He threw an interception at the end that almost lost them the game.
They all throw interceptions.
Except, would you want him here?
Except, I would take him over Mason, but I don't. What am I going to have to give up to get him? That's the thing.
I know.
You know, Belichick wanted him.
I'm with Todd Haley. I want Mitch Trubisky here, Ron.
You've been on that bandwagon. You broke that story.
Tomlin next.